Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the North
Olmsted. What was your sentence?
Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the color analyst on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, which means not black and white. Color analyst. He's Doug Deacon. Hello, Deacon.
Wait, how can that be in the radio? Because it's HD radio?
I don't know. Doug, please help me.
So I guess I won't be coming over to your house to watch the Super Bowl.
Jeff has a 75-inch black and white television. It's awesome.
Deke.
Oh, boy.
All right, flashback.
How the TVs have changed.
Isn't that the truth? Flashback to the early 90s. Did you ever think, and I'm not even going to ask about success, did you ever think Bill Belichick would still be coaching in the NFL now?
Yes and no. I mean, I after he left here, you didn't know, you know, who was going to give him a shot, because they let him go and they hired Ted Marchibrodi. So when the Browns went to Baltimore, he would be the head coach because they didn't think Belichick would sell there. Well, but just being around the guy and knowing how much attention to detail and, you know, how all business he was, it doesn't surprise you that he's had the success that he's had.
Do you think he's the GOAT? Do you think he's the greatest of all time?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you got to match errors too. And I think, you know, Paul Brown, obviously, you know, what he did, he's kind of the Belichick of the early NFL. And, you know, I think Belichick and I guess the only other one, maybe, Landry or Lombardi. But I think definitely Belichick is, you know, when you win as many Super Bowls as he has, you know, as an assistant and then as a head coach, he's got to be the GOAT.
And where would you put Brady? Where would you put Tom Brady?
There are very
Brady?
Few coaches in that conversation.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask about Brady, too.
Yeah.
Well, I think Brady's the GOAT. I mean, he, without a doubt. I mean, he's been to, what, how many, nine Super Bowls now? And, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And if the guy hadn't caught the one off his helmet, you know, he'd have the most rings already. And he's got a good shot of, you know, breaking the record that he shares with Charles Haley now.
Doug, what do you think makes Brady such a good quarterback and what has made him so good over the years? Because I mentioned earlier in the week, even though the Patriots have been really good, you can list the Hall of Fame talent that he's played with on the offensive side of the ball on one hand. You know, Rob Gronkowski and Randy Moss for a short period of time. Other than that, they've just had some good football players.
Well, I think, you know, his preparation. I mean, I've heard the story about, you know, one of the players walking into the facility in New England one morning at about 7 o'clock and Brady going to the guy, good afternoon. So the guy comes in at 6:30 the next morning and Brady goes, good afternoon. Finally comes in around 5:30 and Brady goes, good morning. But, I mean, he, you know, as much as, you know, people might perceive him as a little bit of a pretty boy, I mean, he's a nuts and bolts guy. I mean, he knows that offense in and out and, you know, he's been in the same offense for a long time. So, you know, you have the continuity of the, you know, the offense that you're playing in. Plus, the other thing about him, he's so accurate. I mean, you know, you watch his passes. I mean, they're usually right on the mark.
Doug, is it Tom Brady? Is it Josh McDaniels? Is it the system? What is it that makes that, and I'm assuming it's Brady, but what is it that makes that offense so good?
Well, it's obviously Brady, and, you know, because of his poise and his accuracy, but by the same token, you know, McDaniels is putting him in position to call plays. And, you know, Brady has the ability to knock it off if, you know, if he doesn't like the call. But, you know, they both are on the same page mentally. And, you know, it's like, you know, the same guy is out there and, you know, Brady has seen it all. I mean, he can read a coverage quicker than, you know, I mean, him and Peyton Manning were two of the best I've ever seen at reading coverages. And then, you know, when you throw in the accuracy factor and, you know, the other thing is, you know, they always seem to get receivers to catch the ball. And I mean, he might throw what you call a catchable football. But with that said, you know, you don't see a lot of drops in New England.
Deke, have you ever gone to a Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I've been to, I think, probably three of them. I went, took my son up to the one in Detroit, went to one out in L.A., and I think I went to one of the early ones. I think when it was down in Tulane Stadium.
What's it like?
Yeah, what's it like? We've covered everything. We've never been to a game.
There's a lot of, problem and circumstance, around it. But, when you get right down to it, it's just another football game. And, obviously the stakes are higher and the halftime show is longer. But, I'd be honest with you, I just soon sit at home and watch it. I mean, by myself, because then you can absorb what's going on.
Doug Deacon joining us, color analyst on the Browns Radio Network. Things have calmed down here, Doug. Freddie Kitchens, head coach, that's done. Off season's here. Nobody's clamoring for a quarterback because for the first time in forever, the team has one. I think everybody's looking at that 17th pick and saying, John, hey, good luck, whatever you want to do there. And boy, that's kind of refreshing to me, especially the draft pick part, where you can look at this team and think, yeah, you could add something here, there, wherever, but there's no glaring, I don't think, over big weakness that you must address with that first pick.
No, I think, it's nice to be going this time of the year, knowing you're not going to be drafting first or second. And I think, the thing is, the nucleus of a good football team is here. Now it's, how Dorsey and his staff add on. I mean, through free agency, I think, it's become a much more attractive destination for free agency. So, hopefully that'll, kind of drive the prices down a little bit, because in the past, you had to overpay to, come here. And then you look at some of the free agents that the last regime, brought in, the Dwayne Bowes and the Kenny Britts. And, those, not only were they bad football players, they were bad people in the locker room. And Dorsey has a good sense of what kind of people you want in your locker room. And I think, it starts with Baker Mayfield. I mean, people respect him, and they enjoy the fire that he brings to the game and the passion. But, he's got other guys like that. Jarvis Landry, I think, he was a great addition in regards to the passion for the game of football. And I think the thing about Freddie is, he knows how to work, and he's not afraid to go out there and work, but he also knows how to have fun. I mean, he learned from Bruce Arians, and that's the kind of the way Bruce ran his teams when he was the coach.
Deke, I mean, a lot of us have a good feeling going into next year. I'm assuming you do, right?
Yep.
And I know you're talking a little bit about this, but if you had this good feeling before and then see it fall flat on its face, I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm trying to figure out when I know that I can be all in and think, you know what, every time these guys walk into a stadium, we've got a chance to win, and we should believe the playoffs are within reach every season.
Well, I think more importantly, the players believe when they walk in the stadium, they can win a football game. You know, it's not a case of walking in and hoping they can win. I think, they've shown that, if they play and don't turn the football over and get some turnovers, that they can win football games. But, there's also, you have to be honest about it. They caught some teams down the end of the season where, people were hurt. Cam had a bad shoulder, and Olsen, the tight end, was out, and that was his main receiver. Then you go out to Denver, and they traded Demarius Thomas, and Sanders was hurt. And then, Cincinnati, Dalton was out, and A.J. Green was out. But with that said, we were on the other side of those for, many years where, we had guys, you looked at our roster at the end of the season, we had 20 guys probably on the IR. But, we were a healthy football team. But I think the most important thing is they learned how to win. And I think Freddie Kitchens put him in a position to win by, offensively calling plays that fit the personnel.
Doug Deacon joining us. Doug, I threw this out earlier, and I think if this means something, the Browns are in a good situation for this. But the number one and two rushing teams in the postseason in the NFL are the Rams and the Patriots. And they were the number three and five rushing teams during the regular season. So even though the NFL is so pass happy right now and you've got to be able to throw the ball and everything else, I think it's interesting that the Super Bowl teams were two of the top five teams rushing the ball in the regular season. And, when you have leads and everything else, you're going to run it in the postseason. But they're one and two in the postseason in rushing the football. If you can run, you can still win.
You can run, you can still win. But the key about that is it helps your pass protection. All of a sudden, teams can't just tee off and, go after the quarterback. And, they've got to honor the run. And, that extra second for Tom Brady, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to make a mistake in your coverage, and he's going to find it. So, being able to run the football, it's one of those things. You just can't have a steady diet of pass. And I think, we've seen the last week's or 2 weeks ago's games, and the young quarterbacks kind of struggled in the first half, but then, they kind of got themselves, adapted to the flow of the game and the intensity of it. And, you know, they played like, you know, the quarterbacks that got them there. So, you know, I think it's going to be important that, you know, New England, you know, does what they do best, and that is, you know, execute their system and try to keep the ball away from the Rams and, you know, put points on the board early.
All right, so you like the Patriots then? That's what you're saying? Just making sure.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's one of those where, you know, you got to, you know, obviously shut down the two defensive tackles for the Rams because, you know, Brady's not a real mobile quarterback and you can't have, you know, him getting hit a lot. But, you know, the other factor is, you know, you look at the Patriots receivers, they don't have many drop passes. And I think, you know, that's one of the other keys to success that they have. And their pass protection has been very good this year. And, you know, Nate Solder got big money to go to the Giants, but they replaced him. And, you know, the beat goes on there.
All right. You're sitting in front of the TV on Sunday. You're watching the Super Bowl. What's your favorite thing to munch on?
Oh, I got some kind of, it's a mixture. It's a Giant Eagle. It's got the curly corn and the Dorito chips and everything. So, you know, that's usually the best.
All right, there you go. Enjoy the game, Deke. We appreciate your time today.
Okay, guys.
Thanks. Deke.
Doug Deacon joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, color analyst on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.